Responsible Ag is a nonprofit organization founded earlier this year to promote the public welfare by assisting agribusinesses as they seek to comply with federal environmental, health, safety, and security rules regarding the safe handling and storage of fertilizer products. Billy Perkel of Crop Production Services was chosen as the first chairman of the organization.
One of the things we're trying to do is to create a stewardship program that allows us to create a credentialing of facilities that give assurance to the communities that our facilities are maintaining themselves in compliance. And the tool is actually a web portal that allows any participant to register into the program. And we're going to do outreach so that hopefully all ag inventory points are aware of the process.
Perkel describes how the process works.
Well, they start by registering, and once they register, then they will go once they receive their registration packet, they'll go identify either an external auditor or they would get a credentialed internal auditor to perform an assessment at their facility. Once they complete the assessment, if any corrective actions were needed, they complete those corrective actions, and then once those are completed, their facility would be certified.
Perkel says the industry has been welcoming of the new initiative.
There's still a few things we need to probably iron out and make sure that we have clear communications on how the process works. But we see a lot of activities, and people are already beginning to want to get both internal and external auditors credentialed. We really don't know how many participants are in the industry, but we hear and we sort of estimate sort of around 9,000 ag inventory points throughout the U.S., and it would be great to have all 9,000 participants be a participant. And it may take a little bit of time for all of them to be aware of the program.
The registration process began earlier this month on the website, responsibleag.org. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.